Good evening, America, and good afternoon, Australia, and welcome to everyone listening across the world today. I hope you're having a great day. You're back listening to Radio Tony, and this is Tony Lontis, and we have the team from the Digital Collective Co. with us today, and we have been talking all things social media. Just a reminder, if you're listening live on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitch, please know that we have Renee waiting in the background to answer any of your questions, take your comments, and provide you with any of the links that we talk about in the show today. Of course, if you missed any of the previous shows, please jump on to the YouTube channel or to Binge TV Networks USA, Hero Go TV USA, or the Tony TV channel app on all Roku, LG, and Samsung smart TVs across the world. Now, these particular series of shows are a collaborative partnership between Radio Tony TV and the Digital Collective Co., comprising of Mia McLeod and Remy Taylor. And the purpose of our shows is to tell you about a collaborative course that we've developed for people wanting to know more about their social media, the tips, the tricks, the analytics, everything in between. So before we get on today's show, just a reminder that Mia is a global digital marketing executive with over 15 years of experience building businesses, running digital sales and marketing teams for international brands like Walt Disney, Microsoft, Sony Music and Universal Music. And she's worked in both Sydney and London. And Remy prides herself in her ability to craft effective strategies that grow, engage, and translate into the right type of digital audiences. She embodies the social media generation. She is super creative, tech savvy, inspired, holistic, and a little bit of an oversharer, which I disagree. I don't think Remy's, I think she's a perfect sharer. Welcome back to the show, Mia and Remy. I'm delighted to have you here today. How are you both?
Thank you.
We're great.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
As usual, Remy and I have indulged in our fascination of all things crystals, and I've shown Remy my latest little acquisition, but I digress. So today we want to talk about the Digital Collective Co. Beyond the Grid. Now, this course was specifically designed to help people in business get the most out of their social media, to develop and train you on aspects of social media that will help boom your business. And it's specifically designed also for individuals who may want to become a social media manager and develop perhaps a side hustle or another full-time career, because we know from the research that social media managers are experiencing huge growth in jobs prospects and will continue to do so. And so that's where we're going to start today, in talking about the course that Mia and Remy have curated. Mia, it's a very supportive, hand-holding, immersive course to teach the participants all things social media and beyond. And I want you to just to quickly run over how the team will support the participants of Beyond the Grid.
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much for having Remy and I on the show today. Again, we've been really enjoying our time here, and it's been so great to connect with your audience. So thank you. Look, the Beyond the Grid course is really, as you say, a very nurturing course that helps people who have been, you know, potentially dabbling in their social media management, either for their own business or for a client's business, but really want to find out how to do it properly. So this is a great way for people who can, who want to be, you know, doing more social media management and getting paid for it. So they can do it as part of their actual job within their business, or they can do it for clients of their own. And we imagine that people who come into our course can be earning money doing social media management from week one. We absolutely believe that these skills and I guess, tips and tricks that we've really developed and honed in ourselves, we're going to teach those, and we know that they're going to hit the ground running immediately. So some of the things that we're going to teach and share is really that art and craft of crafting a post and storytelling. So taking pieces of business in and information about marketing products and services and being able to put that together into a really succinct and clear message to your audience and get them to ultimately convert. So whether that's selling a product or a service, we allow that user, that audience, to really connect with that content and want to find out more.
And Mia, another thing for people to consider is if you are in business and you don't have a social media presence in this day and age and going forward, you'll actually be hampering the growth and scalability of your business, won't you?
Absolutely. It's pretty unavoidable these days. If at the very least people were going to come and look at your social media presence to get a sense of reality, are you a real business? Are you sharing content with your audience? Is that feeling aligned with me as a person, as a consumer? Do I trust that you're going to send me the product I've bought or deliver me the service that I've paid for? You know, these are the things that social media just provide for consumers immediately. And then beyond that, it allows consumers to create and develop a relationship. And I think in this day and age, consumers want more than just a transaction. They're very much looking for a connection and how they are going to be able to relate to that business. So, you know, one of the things that kind of crops up a lot, and this is very meaningful for our business, is consciousness. Yeah. So businesses that are aligned and conscious with us. And so, you know, they don't exploit people. They like to care about the environment. They want to make sure that people are paid fairly. You know, these are the things that we believe strongly in. And once you go to our social media channels, you'll see that. And if that aligns with you, hopefully you'll engage with us. But I think people are using social media to sense and gauge those things. And it might even be kind of subconsciously. It could just be a subconscious alignment. And it's a very important one, and it provides that, builds that trust with the client and the consumer that then ultimately converts them into a sale.
Yeah. Thanks, Mia. Remy, part of the Beyond the Grid course is designed around posting, writing social media posts and planning. Why is planning so important when we're talking about social media?
Yeah, so kind of like what Mia was just saying, social media has essentially changed the world of marketing. It's shifted from being entirely about businesses and selling, and it's gone towards more about the people and the connections and the communications along the way. And so by planning your social media, you're essentially mapping out a way to get closer to your consumers. And in week one, we talked about strategy and why strategy is important.
Yes.
And it's important because you're getting clear on your goals and objectives, and that is the start of your planning process. So it's basically, we typically work weekly or monthly when planning, and we set aside a time to map out our social media content for the following month, week, whatever. By outlining that content, we're then, you know, things like themes and key dates, sales promotions, competitions, all those kinds of great juicy things, you're able to look at, I guess, your content from a higher level and be more strategic about your content plan. And so when we're planning, we're thinking about our target audiences, their interests, their values, how they're receptive to different content types. We're thinking about the types of assets that we can create. Do we want to create a video or a graphic or, you know, a product shot? It's all about sort of planning ways to naturally draw in your ideal customer and get them to engage and share your content. And, you know, we're always looking at the consistency and timing of posts, and not only the posting schedule, but the messaging and the delivery and tone of voice and aesthetic. And so it is important to plan with social media, as you're able to monitor how it is constantly evolving and innovating and being a step ahead of the game. And a lot can happen day to day, and so it seems super important to remain up to date with social media advancements and trends. And that's the beauty of the Beyond the Cube.
And those algorithms.
Yeah, and we take that something that might seem quite overwhelming, and we give you the processes to get you into a good planning routine. Yeah.
Because that was part of the thought pattern around creating the course, is that social media can be overwhelming, particularly for people within my age group who haven't grown up with social media. So we grew up without internet and social media. So for us, taking on all the different social media can be overwhelming. And that's the purpose of Beyond the Grid, is in 6 weeks to give you that really good founding information about the different social media, why it's important, why planning's important, and how to do it. Mia, we wanted to talk today about the social media role of a social media manager. And I thought the best place to start was to talk about what that sort of role encompasses, because there could be people listening that think that, oh gosh, that might actually be something that I could do, because essentially you can do it online, you can work from home, you can work remotely. It's like a portable role that goes from place to place, or alternatively, you might want to implement some of the teachings from the course into your own business. According to Google, social media manages the organization or the company's online presence. And that sounds like a massive job in itself. What are the common types of things that social media managers do on a day-to-day basis, Mia?
I think it's such an exciting job. It really is. It's one that you're really at the heart of the business first and foremost. And it's really a modern day marketing, head of marketing, in my opinion. Someone who runs social media for a business or a client's business is really at the coalface of the business. So if you had, for instance, a product business, you know, you're selling jewelry online, for example, the way that you communicate to your audience generally in a non-paid way will be through organic social strategy. So you would look after and manage all of those different social media channels, whether that be Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn even. Your communication with your audiences on your various digital channels will run through you. So it's really important for that social media manager to know exactly what's going on in the product area, but it might also be in the land of events marketing. So if it's a Mother's Day promotion, then you would obviously want to target into mothers on your digital channels and tell them about the jewelry.
Yes.
That is available, and then obviously target into the buyer of that jewelry for Mother's Day. So if that might be the husbands or the children or the friends. And so social media management becomes the person who puts those people and products and offers in front of each other. And really it is a marketing, you know, head of marketing role, because you are at the coalface, you are totally involved in what that consumer wants and what you're offering and why those two should connect and what the offer needs to look like, what it needs to sound like and needs to kind of appear to the consumer. But more than that, it also needs to then follow through. So when the person sells, you know, buys it and takes it home, that home experience is as described. So really that social media manager needs to connect in with the sales team, with the operations team, with the customer service team, with the CEO, so that everything is aligned. It is a really important, very exciting and powerful role, and, you know, getting more and more well paid as well, by the way. And like you said, it can offer full flexibility. So for people, you know, a lot of parents, a lot of women, but also a lot of men these days want to stay at home with their children and be part of that child-rearing process more than ever before, well, this is the type of job that you can do when you're working in a work from home environment or a flexible role or a part-time role, you can manage it because you manage as many clients as you can manage. And it's really fulfilling. You see customers, you see products and services, and you see them connecting. And it's because of what you've created and crafted in your social media posts. And that's what
and
we teach
them. And
you
get to participate. Don't you, you get to participate in the growth or the scaling of that business that you're working for, or as part of your own business that you are able to scale and grow? And incredibly pivotal role, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, one of my favorite parts about digital marketing, and I've always loved this and been very passionate about digital marketing for this reason, social is exactly aligned with this, is that everything is measurable. You can see straight away whether something has worked or not worked, and you can optimize.
Yes.
So just say you've put a post out and it's really connected with your audience. It could be the copy that you've written. It could be the imagery you've chosen. Yeah. It could be the time of day you've posted. And you can start to analyze all these components and start, I guess, building your magic potion. So you know you would never post at 8 o'clock at night because your audience isn't there then.
Because it doesn't work.
Yeah, so then you don't post at that time. You post at the time that is most successful for your post. And, for instance, if that's midday for someone's business, then you would only post at midday. And that becomes one of your rules, you know. And
yes.
I guess, you know, the metrics really are very demonstrative of how well and effective your campaign is going.
And, Mia, sometimes there are recommended times for posting on certain platforms. So, for instance, I remember reading recently that Pinterest in Australia, your best posting is between 8 and 12 on a Saturday morning. So you would test and try out that, wouldn't you, to see that that works for you in your business. And whilst that might be the recommendation, that might not work for your particular business, hey?
The beauty of social media, and this is, again, what we really love about this space, is that nothing is forever. You know, you can change it. If you put a post up and it doesn't resonate, or it feels like it wasn't really in your tone of voice, or, you know, there's no loss in just taking it down. Or if something's working well and you think, okay, actually, I want to get another one out, you can post again. Yeah. You've got this real flexibility and control over
Definitely.
What you do. And I think, unlike any other medium, you know, television, print, outdoor, where it's very permanent, you know, once you get it out there, you can't do anything, and it's hard to get that tracking and measurement back to you in live, you know, in live time. Whereas with digital, it is live. You've got the exact response from audiences immediately, which allows you to make very quick and fast decisions for your business. So if you've got a campaign that you want to try and get up and running and you want to get some revenue in, you can put a post out. You can do an offer. You know, you could do a free delivery offer for the weekend and get sales through immediately. And that's a super powerful thing for businesses who are, you know, focused on generating and maximizing their income. They can do that very easily through a social media manager. And this is the power that we're giving through this course, how to earn money for your business or someone else's business immediately.
Absolutely. And the other thing is that at this particular time, the whole world's been through a pandemic, and there has been a rise of people being online and using digital marketing and social media to talk about their brand and their business. And for those people that may have even lost a job during this time, this is one role that has longevity, hasn't it? Like, we will see these roles for social media managers go on into the next decades, because it's not going away, is it?
Absolutely not. And I mean, I'll let Remy to talk to this, because this is, you know, generationally, you know, it is part of the generation, the millennial generation's DNA. Gen X's, we, again, like you, probably I, you know, this has come along in during my career, but for Remy, this is literally her bread and butter. I'll let you jump in, Remy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Remy, I was going to ask you how important it is for social media managers to create that brand awareness and company awareness online.
Yeah, I mean, when you're selling a product or offering a service or even just simply creating content, you need social media to grow that brand's awareness.
Yeah.
And we came up with Beyond the Grid because your platforms are quite literally so much more than just social. It's no longer
Correct.
A separate entity of the brand. It becomes a place, as Mia was saying, to gain awareness of that brand. And we've done some amazing things with social that go outside the norms of popular social trends. We've created things like white papers and splayed them across a number of posts on clients' grids. And we've created these stories that have an enormous impact on industries. And that's the critical role of a social media manager, to keep on top of those creative trends and ensure that the brand is always one step ahead and being able to adapt that strategy and content based on the latest updates. And that's so exciting. It's exciting to a person like me who's creative and loves writing and, you know, photography and graphics and things like that. And, you know, brand awareness is the key to being able to scale your business. And, you know, that's the job of a social media manager. And, you know, you need your audience to see that as a true reflection of your brand. And in this course, we give you those tools to bring to life the brand on social media in your own unique way. And with the workbooks and the information sheets provided, you never feel as though you're going to run out of ideas or motivation to keep that consistent brand awareness going. And another great thing about our course is our weekly Zoom calls. So Mia and I, we're here to talk specifically about your business and how your strategy and planning can build a sustainable brand awareness where you'll ultimately see those leads and sales and have a scaling brand.
Definitely. Remy, do you think that social media managers, that role in particular, allows people a new and increased ability to be creative in the way that they present their products, services, or programs? Do you see that? Because for my generation, we were not always so creative, and I see the younger generation as having loads of fun and creative fun around their social media, which actually gives them increased brand awareness and increased online presence. Do you think that your generation has embraced the creativity that social media brings?
Absolutely. I think sometimes social media managers can be underestimated because, you know, a lot goes into it. But that is the beauty of it, that so much is happening, and that's why we love to give these opportunities to people, because every day, no day is the same, and it's exciting, it's fast, it's, you know, it's a thrilling to create and write and plan and execute content that can potentially go viral or have a positive impact on you know, people.
And it has the capacity to start conversations that need to be had. And so if your brand is a socially conscious brand, so you are recycling or you're repurposing goods in some way, that starts conversations about the way that we across humanity are creating a better planet. So it's that at the crux of social media management are some of those ideals and thoughts that you can have with the global audience, particularly for those brands that are looking to have a conscious impact on the way we do things or the way that we sell things or the way that we make things. Remy, for your generation in particular, do you find that there's increasing awareness about being consciously aware of how we not only treat the planet but how we treat and interact with other people and other businesses?
Absolutely. And I think social media has a huge impact on that. I think it's had a huge impact on getting that information in front of, you know, my generation and, you know, the rest. It's so fast, and you know, people can now have they're given a voice now. I remember at one stage on my own journey to becoming a social media manager, I felt as though I was becoming an advertiser, and I was a little bit worried about being, you know, just a marketer, you know, just selling.
Yes.
But then
yes.
I realized
yes.
that you can make it whatever it is that you want it to be. You can be conscious, you can be authentic, and you can have those true and real conversations with your customers. And yeah, it's boundless in that way.
Absolutely. Mia, thinking about social media managers and how employable they are now and in the future, the training that people get within this course is aimed at increasing their skills and broadening their skills, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's just going to be absolutely wonderful skills to have on board. And in 6 weeks, you can literally
yes.
become someone that is earning money. I think from week one, we will give you tools that will give you the confidence to go and have those conversations that you might have hesitated
implement.
Before. We spoke to a girl that's hopefully joining the course earlier this week, and she was working as a kind of probably an assistant within a business, but she wants to take on more
yes.
challenges within that yes. particular business. But she wants to give her boss the confidence that she can do that, and she this is why she wants to do Beyond
yeah.
the Grid, because she actually, you know, she's dabbled with social media. A lot of people have dabbled with social media, but it's how to do it properly. And
properly.
I think, as Remy was saying, you know, finding your brand voice, finding your brand color palette, even those things they'll turn you from looking kind of mediocre, middle of the road, to looking
mediocre.
Professional and really connected with your audience. Things like your tone of voice can be very important to a customer. If your tone of voice doesn't sound aligned with the business, or it sounds a little too playful or casual when the business is more serious, customers feel these little
yeah.
oddities very easily, and it can often put them off, and then you've lost a customer.
Yeah.
So these little kind of, I guess, niches that we help unpack for the business and for the social media manager helping either their own business or their client's business will literally make huge, vast differences in an immediate way for any active business. But also that will give that social media manager the confidence to talk
yeah.
to their boss or their client about what that might look like and how they might present themselves better. And those results will have immediate effects of better reactions, better engagements, and better sales. So they'll see
Definitely.
Their good work being kind of, you know, coming to fruition very quickly, and it will be very rewarding. It's a very rewarding role because of that.
Yes.
Because you're creating something. You've got little stories through your posts every day, or, you know, every couple of days, that you're actually getting out to the world and people are reacting to them. You know, we often have
yeah.
people coming up to us commenting on how well we're doing, and we kind of say, oh, what's making you think that? And that I've seen your posts
yes.
on LinkedIn or Instagram.
Yes.
So
yes.
this is causing people to have a very positive or, you know, an engaged reaction with your business. Which is so valuable for business, invaluable, in fact.
Absolutely. Mia, in thinking about business in particular, this is one course that they could invest in for their staff as well. So if you have someone, an admin in the office, for instance, and you want someone who has the skills to manage social media as well as the normal admin skills, because it is doable, you don't have to be sitting on the social media 10 hours a day to manage social media. In a fruitful way. So for businesses, that ability for them to invest in their staff, pop them onto this little 6-week training course, and bang, they've got those skills that they can implement immediately from the first week.
Absolutely. We actually think that this course is going to have a secondary life internally for businesses, for corporate businesses, as a way to top up skills. So like you say, especially
yeah.
in this day and age, you know, people are trying to hang on to their staff rather than let them go. And the best way to do that is to give them the ability, the skills and the tools to be able to earn and generate revenue, probably, you know, as well as doing other bits and pieces of their their job. So yes, this is a great course to provide skills. It's not very long. It's only 6 weeks. It's very proactive. You know, there's a hand-holding process whereby these group Zoom sessions on a weekly basis will allow that student to feel completely nurtured and helped. And then an immediate, reaction from the business and the client in a positive way where there's a real outcome, whether that be more engagement, more alignment, more leads, more sales. So it's a very valuable, very easy to digest course that will be effective from day one.
Yeah, that's right. Mia, the course the skills within the course will be enough for them to get going straight away. And some of those skills will remain the same for a fairly lengthy amount of time. The types of things that you train the participants on will last them a lifetime of managing social media, because some of those core things will stay the same. Other things will change in and around social media, but those core skills will stay the same, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And, you know, we're essentially teaching them how to be a marketing lead.
Yes.
Whether that's a marketing manager or head of marketing. It's a marketing role. So that skill of knowing marketing and understanding audiences and, you know, offers and promotions and talking about, you know, campaigns and product marketing, all those terms that are marketing in a marketing lingo.
Yes.
This is what we're teaching in a very condensed but very hands-on way. So it's practical. You can, if you're not a marketing person right now, if you're an admin person,
you're going to understand.
It's totally understandable. It's going to be very accessible. We think it should be a TAFE course or a uni course one day.
Yes, but absolutely.
It's the kind of skills. It's modern skills. So you'll learn how to develop marketing strategies. You'll learn how to craft copy that's enticing and relatable. You'll learn how to identify audiences. You'll learn how to build a social brand. You'll learn how to practically post onto social media channels, you know, automatically, so that you can do that really cost effectively, really time effectively.
That's right.
And then at the end of it, you'll be able to see how it all works together as a really powerful offering. So much so that you can go out there and sell your wares to a business, your client.
Definitely.
And then the beautiful part, which is what we love about it, is that you have ultimate, complete flexibility over your life and independence. Mm-hmm. For women especially, you know, it could be for mothers or stay-at-home, workers. This is a really great way to earn more money so you can be financially independent and look after yourself, which is what we find so important.
The other thing is too, Mia, that participants need to understand that for those 6 weeks, they have you and Remy and your combined expertise in their corner for those 6 weeks. So they can ask you anything. They can propose to you lots of different things, and nothing will be too silly or not achievable, because both you and Remy will be there to answer those questions and make sure that they understand the concepts within the course.
Yeah, we've got the Zoom classes every week, which is a great way to come and actually, and from a practical sense, discuss how you've gone. So discuss any of the workbooks or documents, the content within that. If you've got confusion over anything, it's a safe place to ask questions that might seem hard to explain over email. Around that, we've got a Facebook group, we've got Slack groups and WhatsApp groups. There's so many methods of communication, whatever, you know, kind of supports you. And on top of that, you have a whole series of documents and workbooks to work through that
and
will be really
practical. And
worksheets. Yeah. So that you can, by the end of it, feel you can see the progress being made week by week.
So essentially, People can do this course, and it starts in early October, runs for 6 weeks. So effectively, before Christmas, you could be working as a social media manager and entering 2022 with a new role, a new set of skills, and a great new remote work from home learning role that will keep you as busy or as least busy as you want to be. Mia's muted herself, so the next question goes to Remy. Remy, I know that you love the strategy behind social media. So can you tell the audience what social media strategy means to you and why it's so important for a business or a brand or even an individual who is a brand?
Yeah, having a strategy means having an outline of your business's goals and how they can be achieved through, I guess, social media storytelling. And you need those measurable objectives in order to reach those desired outcomes. So, as a social media manager, your in-depth knowledge of social media strategy is ultimately your ammo. It's in the social media marketing world, it translates to the success of your business and how it is represented, and it can help, attract your ideal customers. It can get customer feedback. It can build customer loyalty, increase market reach. It's critical to your business. The strategy, we did go over that previously, but it is about having those goals and, looking back and making sure it's still aligned, even moving forward each time. And, it's ultimately going to increase your revenue, build your customer and business partner networks and things like that, because you're making sure that you're on track with the overall business outcome.
And Remy, some of that strategy can be really simple, can't it? It can be a net increase in followers, an analytic around the number of engagements or views. It doesn't have to be complicated, does it?
Absolutely. I am a more creative person and I'm not a numbers person, but I'm still able to look at our insights and know what's working and what's not. And, it's not a difficult thing to measure which is working and which is not. It's just about being on top of it and being clear about those, goals and how you can achieve them moving forward.
Remy, something else to consider too, it's not always about the numbers either. If you have a smaller but very engaged following of people who are enamored with your brand, who love what you do, that's enough, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's always going to come down to the authenticity of your business and whether you're being true to what you're offering. People, you could be having a huge rate of returning customers, and that wouldn't matter if you have a large following, or you could have plenty
That's
of
right.
engaged customers that like to share your content and things like that, where that measurable, outcome is not necessarily about, having hundreds and thousands of followers. It's just about having the
That's
quality
right.
of followers.
And if that smaller audience is achieving according to your strategy and your goals, then that's fine. It doesn't have to. Sometimes people think that social media is about millions and millions of likes and follows and connections, but it's not necessarily. It's about the right customers for you and your business, isn't it? And the strategy that works for you and your business may not necessarily equate to millions of people.
No, I mean, you can sometimes get overwhelmed if you look at other businesses and you think you start measuring yourself off them. And that's where your own strategy comes into place. And you say, well, no, I'm this is my strategy and this is working for our business and this is why it is our strategy. And that's where you just block out that kind of behavior, because it's not about measuring it off other people. It's about measuring how the success of your own business.
Definitely. Mia, this question, next question, is about the growth of social media managers in terms of roles. But I'm also wondering that this is a new role, isn't it? So relatively new in comparisons to maybe 20 years ago. So these types of roles have evolved and grown, haven't they?
Yeah, I think it's very much as new platforms kind of pop up, people's expertise within those platforms develop. So, for instance, you know, obviously yes. Instagram has probably been around for 10 years now, you know, Facebook a little bit longer, but TikTok less so. So, you know, people, the more digital channels there are out there, the more expertise you need to have as a social media manager. And I think that's where social media managers can really come into their own. They can be a broad marketer, understanding about audiences and, you know, communicating messages to audiences. But they can also then drill into, social media managers can drill into knowing the very niches within digital social platforms. So, you know, you might have a sub expertise in Snapchat or Twitter, for example, or YouTube, which are all social media channels. But, you know, a lot of people have broad social media experience. They may know, you know, a lot
which
about
is
Facebook
fine.
And Instagram, which is great. You may only need to use those. But if you have a more youth skewed brand, you're probably going to need to know more about the TikToks and the Instagram Reels content and YouTube potentially, because that's where all the video content's being housed at the moment. That's what the youth are really into. We were talking to someone yesterday who was talking about their teenage daughter chewing up all their mobile data, uploading and consuming video content on their mobile phone. So that's certainly an area that you would want to focus on as a social media manager if you had a younger skewed product. However, if you've got an older skewed product or a more serious product, you might want to focus on Instagram, Facebook, and potentially a bit of LinkedIn in there. It's a real about understanding your audience and consumer.
Your brand and your,
And who and where your customer is sitting. So, and we teach you all of that. So we can do that in a really easy way. We can understand the lay of the land of what your product is and where it's sitting and what those best channels are, because a lot of people don't have the bandwidth to service 10 different social media channels. They're probably only going to have the bandwidth to service two or three very well at one time. It might be Pinterest. In your case, Pinterest works very well for the Totally Anonymous brand, right? For us, Instagram and LinkedIn works very well for us. So, you know, it's about finding where your product and service sits and where you're going to find the right kind of audience for you. And we can help you do that rather than wasting time and energy doing social media posts on Facebook and your audience just isn't there. We will help identify where your audience is so that you can find them.
Yeah, I know. I think earlier in the piece when we first started talking, I remember talking to Mia about the fact that I had to basically glean as much knowledge as I could about each individual platform, and there weren't a lot of people doing a combined course like Beyond the Grid. I still haven't seen many courses that are like Beyond the Grid, where they give you the broad encompassing skills across a number of platforms, but then also incorporate the tools that will help you manage those platforms as well. Remy, I know that you have always loved social media because you've grown up with it. Do you think that people of different generations have the same capacity to love the role of social media management?
I could rave on it about it all day.
There's not
many businesses that can't benefit from social media. So this means you've got an opportunity to have a social media manager take your brand and deliver your media sort of social media presence in a way that for any industry. You could work in, it doesn't matter. Like, there's not many brand.
It doesn't, does it?
And so for a social media manager, that is exciting. Successful social media managers sort of bring together the best in, I guess,
of
storytelling and community building, and just to do more than just sell products and services. I guess that they have this power to humanize brands, which is so, it's just an exciting role to be in. And as I said before, you know, that can sometimes be underestimated because people might just think, oh, you're working on Instagram and Facebook all day, but it's so much deeper than that.
They
have like a holistic view of your business strategy, but also they have the direct contact with your customer.
Yes.
So that's powerful. That job is not to be taken lightly, because you're everything from a marketer to, I guess, a strategist and a copywriter and a designer and an analysis and a customer service rep all in one day.
The other thing is that it goes across all industries. So you can talk about crystals, you can talk about courses, you can talk about some of the things within male-dominated industries, for example, power tools. If you had – so the role is not gender-specific.
No.
The role is actually adaptable to all sorts of industries. And if you have perhaps – yeah, go on, Remy.
No, I was just going to say, if you love being creative and writing and photography and that kind of thing, then you, as a social media manager, you get the best of many worlds. There's plenty of flexibility of where you work, and, you know, whether it's for your own passion project or a full-time role, the opportunities are limitless. Like, for Mia and I, we gained the kind of confidence to follow our passions, like to not feel fearful about starting a new clothing line or a charity or an agency, because with the tools of a social media manager, you firstly have a free opportunity to reach a broader audience, but also
Remy, we haven't talked about that. We'll circle back to that in a minute, but go on.
Yeah, I mean, but just once you've nailed that process, it can be used anywhere for any kind of social media marketing, no matter the brand, basically.
I'll just add to that, because I can't tell you how many times I have conversations with people who take note of us working in the social media space, and they basically say, oh, you can sell anything, right? So we could do a side hustle. You know, you might have your day job, but then you pop up a Shopify store and you know how to do social media, and you can get another business up and running very quickly. And everyone,
a side hustle.
Everyone loves a side hustle, don't they?
And
this is the course that kind of can give you that side hustle instantaneously. So if you've been dreaming about launching a handbag range, or you've been dreaming about launching a course, or
why don't you do charity, that?
You can do it. You can literally, you know, sell through a social media channel. You don't even need a Shopify store. You can, if they want to DM you and say, I love those beanies you're making,
can I get one?
They're going to pop it in an envelope and send it to you, you know. But
that's right.
The channel, the shop face, could be the Instagram page. So it's a very, very cost-effective way of actually starting a business.
And the other thing is too that the people that decide to do this course, they're getting your expertise. So, you know, both of you have other businesses. Both of you are in social media. And if you take Remy, for example, who has this wonderful crystal business on the side, you guys walk the talk. So it's not just about the course itself. You guys actually do this as well. So why not learn from the experts who are doing what you want to learn about?
I feel like it's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I
think the first thing and the first barrier that people often have is that fear of, you know, I'm not creative enough, or I'm not able to do that. But when you have the right processes in place, you can't even question that anymore, because it's there right for you. And that will stimulate, and then, you know, it just keeps evolving from there. I've been on a journey myself. Mia's been on a journey. We constantly evolve as social media managers.
Yes.
It's ever evolving, which is even more exciting. No day and that's is ever the same.
I was just going to say, if people are thinking, oh, I haven't got a creative bone in my body, which is something that I used to think years ago, but there's so many great tools that help you be creative where you just actually don't have to do much at all. If we talk about Canva, for instance, there's templates in there, and you just grab a template that matches your brand, or change the brand, change the colors to match your brand, and off you go. So you actually don't need to be awesomely creative, just a little bit of knowledge, and you'll be creating those wonderful posts yourself in no time, won't you?
Oh, we're massive fans of Canva. We in fact couldn't do our jobs without Canva. I think many people.
I agree.
But sometimes, and we have heard this quite a lot, that people jump into Canva and find it quite overwhelming. And it can be, you know, you can end up down a rabbit hole of multicolors and lots of different brand tones. We give you a very, summarized overview on how you can use Canva in line with all your brand, guidelines, your tone of voice, to quickly and easily be able to produce assets that look super professional and really engaging, which is obviously definitely the most important bit.
Yeah. And that's the thing. There are tools that the course teaches you to use that make it relatively simple, so that anyone with no experience, having done this course, will have those skills and tools and be able to go off and be a social media manager with not too much trouble at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, the worksheets in this course, they're designed to spark creative thinking. And I think it just, as I said before, like on this social media journey, you're always evolving and learning and upskilling. But by getting the opportunity to jump into content creation tools like Canva that have those already made templates for you to build your own brand into, that's just the beginning of something that will become second nature to you. Eventually, you're practicing copywriting and creative thinking every day, and you'll soon become skilled in these areas. You know, like, I think everyone has a form of creativity. It's just a matter of pulling out what that is and then leveraging it for your brand.
I think also,
I was just going to say, Remy.
Sorry, Tony.
You go, Mia. You're right. You go.
We have a lot of, we work with a lot of businesses that when at the beginning of their journey in social media feel very either overwhelmed or kind of miffed about how social media is going to work for them or help them, or they spend a lot of time doing it and they don't feel very productive. There's a lot of kind of negativity around social media. It feels like a lot of work and a lot of output. And I think by the end of a course like this, what we see and what we notice from our clients is this real change and shift in their whole attitude towards social. They're actually excited about it. They're like wanting to see the next post go live because they can't wait to see the reaction. It is a complete shift because we're teaching them and we're showing them how they can talk about their business in a way that feels really comfortable, doesn't feel icky or like awkward. They feel really comfortable, really proud. They've found their inner voice as well to actually speak up about this business they feel very passionate about. And they can see the good responses they're getting from their audience. It's a really satisfying situation for them to be in. And obviously for us, it's fantastic too. You know, we've had heaps of Google reviews from our clients telling us how enlightened they feel through the process of social media management from us. And that's what kind of prompted us to build this course, because we just know there's lots of people that can't afford to, you know, outsource it to someone else. They want to know how to do
they
it themselves.
They have to do it themselves.
That allows them to have those skills and start to feel really positive and energized about their business and their product and service.
I was going to say, Mia, in closing, I think that the purpose, the fundamental purpose behind Beyond the Grid is to give you a level of confidence to do that social media that grows, scales and optimizes your business. And I was going to say that when I first started on Canva, yes, it was very overwhelming, but it gave me the templates to start with. And then as you grow and gain more confidence, you suddenly discover a whole new world that goes, actually, that doesn't look too bad. That might actually work. And then you just get a bit more confident, and a bit more confident, and a bit more confident. And that's the purpose behind Beyond the Grid. You can start from nothing and within 6 weeks feel pretty confident that you've got a whole range of things nutted out, and you can take on that social media manager role or the social media for your own business or brand. Lovely ladies, we are completely out of time. I've overshot the mark yet again because we got excited talking about social media. Just a quick reminder, audience, don't forget to jump on to the website, thedigital-collective.co/beyondthegrid. If you Google search Beyond the Grid, you'll even find it then. So don't forget, Mia and Remy are getting ready to start this course in very soon, early October, and we'd love to have as many participants as possible. So if you're listening and you'd like to get a new role, a new job, jump on to digital-collective.co/beyondthegrid, and we will be back next week with another show. Thank you, Mia and Remy, and bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.